With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting cleanup continues in states like Nebraska and Oklahoma after tornadoes and violent weather slashed through the states. Oklahoma Highway Patrol Captain Shelby Humphrey tells KOCO-TV some neighborhoods are still blocked off, but officials will allow the residents back in as soon as it's safe.
To see this, it is very devastating, but I have full confidence in this group, and they are on a mission to restore what they can when it comes to the properties.
Weather officials said at least 22 tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma. Many hit after dark, which makes them particularly dangerous. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management said hospitals across the state reported about 100 injuries, including people who were apparently cut or struck by debris. Medical manufacturer Philips has agreed to a $1 billion settlement over its CPAP machine.
Personal injury lawsuits over a sleep apnea machine by Philips have reached a settlement of $1.1 billion. The Dutch manufacturer was subject to a massive global recall after the internal foam of the machines broke down and exposed users to tiny particles and fumes that users inhaled while they slept. The announcement is a step towards resolving one of the biggest medical device recalls in the industry's history, which has dragged on for nearly 3 years. After the announcement, Philips shares rose more than 35% to a one-year high. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas officials are in Egypt to discuss the new proposal. Ahead of a visit to Israel this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept the latest proposal, calling it extraordinarily generous on Israel's part. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 146 points, the Nasdaq rose 55. This is SRN News. The CDC issues a new report on fertility.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's largest abortion business is spending big money in battleground states this election year. Planned Parenthood-affiliated groups have announced a $10 million voter engagement campaign in North Carolina. Organizers say the money will go towards things like canvassing, mailers, and digital ads. The funding comes as abortion advocates seek to end a Republican supermajority in the General Assembly that approved new pro-life laws last year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into two fatal crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise partially automated driving system. Both involved Mustang Mach-E 3 electric vehicles on freeways in nighttime driving conditions. Medical device maker Philips will pay $1.1 billion to settle personal injury lawsuits over its defective sleep apnea machines. Today's announcement is another step toward resolving one of the biggest medical device recalls in history, which dragged on for nearly 3 years. Stocks opened the trading week with modest gains as the major indexes were up about 0.3%. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 146 points to close at 38,386. The Nasdaq added 55 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.